Okay, good evening, Moira Veraboisai. We'll be addressing tonight, we'll be learning Seif Aleph, Beis, and Mitzvah Gimel as well. And within those halachas we'll be covering tonight, we shall be learning the following two shailas. We'll be a Mitzvah able to address what happens if somebody is in shul. Rabboisai, do you know Zichron Moshe in Yerushalayim? Okay, that's the minion, the most famous minion factory. That is literally from Shachris, it goes straight into Mincha. And then from Mincha, it goes straight into Maariv. And then Maariv goes until deep, and literally until Shachris the next morning. So it's like literally, and it's just a 1 minute at a time, it's the whole time. Zichron Moshe, you know Zichron Moshe in Yerushalayim. Okay, it's the most famous minion factory. Okay, so there's all types of people there. There is literally all types of people there. It's just unbelievable. It's a sight, it's a real sight. So imagine you go to Zichron Moshe. And you daven there, and then suddenly you notice that actually, either a child or maybe a person, there's a bit of a puddle there, and you want to know what are you meant to? You're davening, and you're up to Shema or Shmoneh Esreh, and what are you meant to do now? Are you meant to stop? And most importantly, are you meant to go to the chazan and say, "Excuse me, the fellow on the right over there"? The one that looks a bit strange, he had a bit of a... Are you meant to do this, yes or no? Okay, so that's one question we're going to be discussing, Mitzvah Hashem, which is Mamash B'Alocha. And another shaila we're leading into in the next Eve is a very interesting shaila as well. Rabboisai, a hospital. Okay, now the NHS hospitals, the normal hospitals, where you've got like 25 people in one room, yeah? So, in the normal, and then you have got these curtains, okay? Imagine any ward. You've got, and you say that a person finds himself in a hospital, and the person next to him is bedbound. He cannot get out of bed. He knows he cannot get out. So, inevitably, there is some sort of system there that keeps his toyo. And inevitably, because he can't get out of bed. Now, you want to know as to whether you can recite a bracha. You want to make a shahar kol mezoinis. You want to make a bracha. And what halacha can you do in the same room? Can you do that, yes or no? And leaving from there, the question will be, what happens if there's a curtain in between? You know the person next to his bedridden, he's not moving out of bed. Can you just pull it by closing the curtain? Will that help? Can you now make a bracha, yes or no? So these two questions, as well as many others in Mitzvah Hashem, shall be covered tonight. Okay, I want to recap Seif Aleph, which brings the... Let's start from Seif Aleph. And, okay. Seif Aleph, let's start again. Simen Ayin Tes, Seif Aleph. Hoy so tzoyas Adam me'achov, there was tzoya of a person in front of him. Tzoch lehachik aba amois, you need to distance yourself four amois. Mimokim shekol areach. This is the very important halacha that if it comes to reach, to odor, you need to distance yourself four amas from where the smell reached. This is very important. Even if he personally cannot smell, because he's got an illness, he's got sinus issues, and he cannot smell. Nevertheless, tzoich lehachik abo amos, he needs to distance himself four amas. Mimokim from the place sheyich leareach, from the place where the smell would reach, lemi, to a person shemeir who can actually smell. So even if you personally cannot smell, you have to distance yourself from a place like that. Now I'm going to briefly maybe mention over here what we finished off yesterday with regards to a spray. So let's say, because the halacha now that we are learning is the halacha of distancing yourself from not only tzoya, but also the smell. The question is, if you can get rid of the smell, should we call it externally? Is that the right word? Or what would be the word? Superficially, thank you. By spritzing some sort of smell. So really, all you have done is you removed the odor, but really it's still here. Does that allow you now to say Shema, Brochis, Tfila, etc. or not? Yes.
Mask the odor. It actually neutralizes it in a different chemical way.
That's interesting.
So So it removes it so that the odor doesn't have the odor in it anymore. I don't know how it works.
Right.
The
right, that's interesting. Okay, so apparently according to Mr. Vigori, two different types of sprays, two different types of chemicals. Some actually remove the odor, others, however, only cover it up. Is that the right wording? Okay, Rabbi, what's your take on it?
I thought both would do the job because that one obviously gets rid of it completely, but the one that just masks it, covers it, makes it as if can't be smelt at any distance.
Right.
You just don't smell it. That's what it stops.
Right. The Maisa, it seems to be the consensus of the Poskim is that the simple version of the chemicals seem to be okay according to many Poskim. Although the Amachmirim who hold the Vahoya Machanecho Kodosh, the Machane still has, chemically speaking, has some odor there. But nevertheless, the consensus of the Poskim seem to be that it's okay. So the consensus of the Poskim seem to be the okay, and that's, I think, what many Poskim are relying on. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues and it says, Umilfonov tzoich lehachik maloyeinov. The Shulchan Aruch now says an additional halacha. Not only does halacha that you distance yourself from the odor, there's an additional halacha as well, which is that you mustn't see the tzoya. Of course, obviously, the comparison will come from erva. Indeed, like we found that by erva, that the seeing is the issue. You mustn't see the erva. So those poiskim, they also say that similarly, tzoya also, there's an issue with regards to seeing the tzoya. Therefore, if you see the tzoya in front of you, even if it's far away, and even if you can't smell it, nevertheless, there's an issue. As long as you can see the tzoya, this is going to be very relevant when we're going to be talking with Shem in a different shir, when we're going to be talking about tzoyas of animals. So sometimes when you can just see it, if it's that kind of animal, that tzoya is considered a tzoya. If you can just see it, it might be an issue. So says Shulchan Aruch, if it's in front of you and you can see it, tzoyach lehachik, you need to listen to them, loy einov, as far as you can see. Even if it's in night. Even if you physically can't see it because it's dark, but if it's a place that normally could be seen if it would be light, it's still meloyeinov, it's still an issue. Even if it's blind, that you cannot see. If you physically cannot see, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, it's still a problem. You need to listen to yourself until the place that you cannot see by day. So the fact that there is a tzoya in front of you, which can be seen on the normal circumstances in daylight, makes it also even by night, even if you can't see, even if you close your eyes. It doesn't matter, because there's still tzoya in the machane. If it's on the side, if it's on the side, it's considered in the back, and that doesn't matter. Now, continues the Rama, and says the following shaila, which reminds us of the Zichron Moshe shaila. Says the Rama, Shliach Tzibur HaMispalel. You have got a Shliach Tzibur who davens before the Amud. Ve'tzoyo beveis HaKnesses, and there's tzoyo in Shul. Or beveis HaMispalel Shom, or in the house that you're davening. Afidu le'achorov, bechol ha'bais, even if it's behind in the whole house. Tzoyach lishtoik, you need to be quiet, until Shetzien, until the tzoyo has been taken, is removed. Since the chazan is moitzi the public, therefore he needs to be removed. And it cannot be. It's inevitable that one of the people within the shul, it's inevitable that one of the mispalalim is in the place, is within Dalet Amas of the tzoya. Therefore, the chazan who is moitzi him as well as everybody else, he has to stop. Because he's moitz the entire public. And if there's tzoya in shul, even if it's not within Dalet Amas of the chazan, but it's tzoya in shul, he must stop. You need to tell him, stop here, gentlemen. There's a bit of a problem over here. The tzoya has to be removed, and only then you can continue. Now, the Bialocha discusses here what happens if there is that very shaila. That there is, imagine a person, the Bialocha Mamish goes into that shaila. What happens if there's a person who is metaftef le'onsoi, as the Biralochim calls it, somebody who has it, a bit of meriglaim is coming out of his body, and is an ill person, or maybe a baby, but let's say an ill person, and it is in shul, and it's happening in shul. Do you have to stop the chazan and tell him, that's it, this person over here has to be taken away, the meriglaim is to be removed, only then you can continue, or maybe not. Because the Ramah's case was talking about tzoya. And my question that the Bialocha discusses is, what about if it's meriglaim? Is it different, or is it the same? Very good. That's very interesting. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think? What would you do? You're in shul, and there's a person who has meriglaim coming out. And meriglaim, we know there's no issue of reach, of smell. So there is a person there. What do you have to stop? You see it happening. Do you have to stop? You have to stop. Well, let's say there's even a baby, a young child. Some accident happened. Shul of 200 people. Middle of, imagine, Kolidre, I don't know. And you wanna, do you have to do something or not? You have to tell him, gentlemen, out of here now. Yes? You'd have thought so. Okay, Rabbi Feingold says a very interesting svara, which the Mishnah Berurah addresses. Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays, the halacha is very different. Because the chazan nowadays is actually not moitzi, the public. Most of us, Shema, we're all saying ourselves. Sukkot Zema, we're all saying ourselves. I don't really need the chazan, I can do it. He's not moitzi me. Therefore, there is definitely no issue. The question is only with regards to Shmoyne Esser. But even there, the Mishnah, the Bialocha, paskens, and he says, that's when you want to see, one of the places that you can see the beauty of the Bialocha. We know the Bialocha, the Chofetz Chaim was a gewaltige gaon. That we know, we see that every day. The tzedkas of the Chofetz Chaim, we don't see every day. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Here, I feel, is one of the places that we see the tzedkas and the middas of the Bialocha. Because he says, over here, he says that you cannot tell the person that has an oinus, you have to be lenient. Because, since meiraglaim is only mit rabbonon, once it's left the person's body, you're talking about a rabbonon. And it appears from the bialocha that you weiss somebody is mit reise, and therefore there is no room to tell him. Since, very much based, Rabbi Feingold, on what you're saying, that we don't really need the chazan anyway. He's not Moitzias. So all it is that a person over there has Meraglaim, so therefore you're not meant to go to the person, you're not meant to go to the chazan. Don't go to the person, you're going to embarrass him. Embarrassment is Medereise. Don't embarrass the person. If it's Toya, it's different because the halachas are more severe. But if it's Meraglaim, don't tell anything. Don't just be quiet, because your davening is not jeopardized by that. So you just be quiet, because in order to embarrass the yid, it's better not to embarrass the yid than to be one of the it's better not to embarrass than to be one of the rabbonon. Rabbi Sai, what do you think about this? Interesting, no? I think it's very interesting. Bialocha continues okay, so that's with regards to the shayla. If that really happens, so with meriglaim, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything. Maybe it's a good idea to move a little bit, but you don't really have bialocha. There's no real issue as far as that is concerned. Okay, see if base is going to tell us a new concept that it's the bialocha on Amud base. It's a little bit hidden. It's on Amud base. It's in my edition on Amud base. Okay, have you got it? Okay, he quotes over there an Achen. He quotes Moivik Tzir. Which is the Yaivitz. Yeah, okay. Okay, see, Beis is going to enter into a new concept, which is going to lead us to the Shaila of the hospital wards. And that is, that besides the fact that there's an issue of Reach, which we have discussed, and besides the issue that of Meloy Einov, of not seeing the Tzaya, which we've discussed in Seif Aleph, there's now an additional topic as well. And that is that you mustn't be in the same domain than Tzaya. If there is Tzoya in your same domain, in the same room, you're going to have a problem even if there is no reach. And even if you cannot see it. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Beis, if the tzoyah was in a different, it was higher in 10 tefachim. It was in some sort, it was leveled, it was higher up. And it was 10 tefachim high. Oy lo muchasor, or it was 10 tefachim low. Oy, or shoyah beweis echad, vu beweis ach. It was in a different room. Beweis over here means room. He was in a different room. Yeah, the tzoyah was in a different room. Afilu ha-pesach pesuach, even if the doors are open, v'yoyshev betzida, and you're standing, or you're sitting on the side, v'royoysh, and you can see it, if there's no smell, you can say Shema. You can see the tzaya, but you're in a different room. Once you're in a different domain, according to this opinion, it's fine. Since it's in a different domain, it is considered properly. You machne is clean. You machne is fine. You're in a different domain. Once you're in a different domain, even if you can see it, as long as you can't smell it, if you're a different domain, you're fine. That's according to the Rosh. But according to the Rashba, the Rashba holds that's only if you can't see it. If you can't see it, you're going to have a problem. And if you can't smell it, surely you're going to have a problem. It doesn't make a difference that there's a separation. And the fact that it's in a different domain, it doesn't help at all. Some say, since a separation helps for tzoya, hachinami, similarly, also ma'eles, the reacha, shall also will help for the issue of reacha. So we're learning now over here, is there a problem with regards to, if it's in a different domain, and you can't see it, is it a problem or not? And that is a machlokes Rosh and Rashba, and we pass in Lechumbe. This very much leads into what the Mishnah Berurah brings in Sifkotan Tezvov. Mishnah Berurah Tezvov tells us, lochein osu ledabeim, therefore, you're not allowed to talk. Divrei Ketusha, v'umistakel derech haloyin. You're not allowed to say Divrei Ketusha if you're looking through a window. Pasuach im roya ashpois. Vrinstocken. This is sewage. Open sewage. Sheberchoy v'zushan in the streets. Oy shechazir oy med lifnei haloyinoyim. Fancy that. Suddenly you have a chazir sticking out his nose through the window. So if you've got a chazir suddenly appearing in front of your window, how does that feel? Then the halacha is afal pi she'ein magia lo reach ra, although there is no smell emerging, nevertheless it's a problem because it is, you can see it, it's a problem. V'toich leizoin, therefore you must be careful b'shas kiddush levona, during kiddush levona. Tech halon pasuach, if there's an open window, halotzoich shal kuponim yatzim einov, if at the very least you have to close your eyes, v'ozim el reach ra, and if there's no smell emerging, magia lo, it doesn't reach, mutter, it's permitted. And that now leads into the shaila that I mentioned earlier. Rabbosai, a hospital ward. Are you allowed? I'm assuming there is. Okay, let's go through this shaila. Rabbosai, a person who is in the hospital ward. I think that's a very relevant shaila. Hospital, somebody, and you know the person next to you is bedridden. If he's not bedridden, there's no reason to assume, I suppose. Otherwise, what do you think? If he's not bedridden, is there any shaila? I think if he can, if the people in the ward can walk about, I don't think there's a shaila. Do you agree? Yeah? Are you agreeing on that? Okay. So we are assuming that there is the person in the ward, in that is actually person next to you, he is, not you, next, the person next to the choyle, he is unable to move, so he's bedridden. Okay, you want to know as to whether you can make a shahar koil. And you can you make a bracha? Yes or no? What's your take on this matter?
Wouldn't possibly you be able to make a bracha if you drew the curtain?
Okay.
It would be like a separate room or
separate room. Okay, partition. If you close the curtain, it's fine. Yeah. Okay, just think Tzuras. So I say, according to you, if you just make Tzuras a Pesach, even if you open the curtain, it should be fine.
I'm wondering, does it help to have just a hanging curtain?
Good, very good. That's exactly what we're going to discuss. Rabbi Isai, what do you think? Rabbi Kagan, yes or no?
Curtain should be okay.
Curtain should be fine. What do you think? Your opinion? Curtain is fine or not? Yeah. Curtain is fine. You can make a bracha. Okay, so let's just discuss this. If there is Reach Ra, nothing to talk about. If there's Reach Ra, definitely also probably Midoraisa. Okay? So assuming there's no Reach Ra. He just happened to know this person is bedridden. Okay, now, so if the curtain is open, that is for sure a problem. And the fact that there is potentially Tzuras HaPesach, and the Poskim do address it, I saw earlier the Poskim, the fact that it's a Tzuras HaPesach, that won't help. Because Tzuras HaPesach, or the things that for Hilchos Shabbos are considered an Eruv, that for sure won't help. You will need a proper partition. Even if it's a proper partition, there is a Bi'alocha later, and there's Poskim who say that a flexible partition may not be sufficient. You need a proper partition, a proper mechitza. It needs to be a certain height, it needs to be a certain strength, and only then it will be considered a different room. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman comes with a Geonische Stickel. Reb Shlomo Zalman comes with a Geonische Stickel, and I think one could argue with it, Misvara, but Reb Shlomo Zalman said it. So far, what do you tell Rabbi say? What do you want to say?
You can't see it, and it's presumably covered up. Anyway,
very good. So, Mr. Schoenholz, this is exactly what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. It's mamash the Svara Reb Shlomo Zalman. I think it's a goyness. So, the Svara that Mr. Schoenholz and Reb Shlomo Zalman say is the following. That it could be that Medine Mechitza, it's not a good enough Mechitza, says Reb Shlomo Zalman. Could be that it's not sufficient. That it's true, there's a Bialoch Halet that says you need to have a proper Mechitza. And in principle, you do need a proper Mechitza. You need a brick wall, otherwise it's considered the same room, and so it would be a problem. However, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's unbelievable that you thought of it, it's unbelievable. He says that at the very least, it should be considered a Tzoya Mechusa. We learned at the very beginning of this topic that whenever you've got Tzoya Mechusa, this is Simon Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, that if you've got, or Sif Beis in fact, we learned, if you've got Tzoya in a hole, and you cover it up, then you can say Dvom Shebektush, as long as there's no smell emerging. There is a concept of Tzoya Mechusa, covered Tzoya. Once it's covered, it's fine. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, that it's true that could be Medine Mechitza. If you would be coming Al Tzdine Mechitza, could be it's not good enough Mechitza. You need a brick wall. But surely it's no different than Tzoya Mechusa. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's Goyness. He said Tzoya Mechusa. So therefore, in a hospital, therefore you would be fine. Because the curtain is considered it covers, as it were, the Tzoya. And therefore it's considered Tzoya Mechusa. This is Mr. Shenzel, Reb Shlomo Zalman's Svara. What do you think about this? You say that it's anyway covered.
Forget the curtain. Yeah. Before you see the curtain, it's covered over with
It's covered over.
You can't see it.
Okay. You're saying that it's anyway physically, as actually, technically, it actually is covered. Yeah? What do you tell it?
It's a good story. I'm just wondering if you say it's, if you can't make brocha, does that mean you shouldn't eat, or you can eat without brocha?
Well, if you wouldn't be able to make a brocha, I don't know. My assumption is that person himself is not bedridden, so I'm not sure. I suppose that would be the only. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah. We learned earlier if there's mamash no way you can make a bracha, then you can mahar, etc. But it's all very, very big. But yeah, that's.
What happens if you're a woman?
Yeah, the answer would be yes. You have to exit the room and make a bracha there. That would be the lechatchila. Yeah.
What happens if you're a woman?
Yes, you leave. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but that's a sophic. That's already sophic.
But a woman's ward? What happens if in a woman's ward?
Yeah.
Is there a problem because some of the women might be not properly, dressed in bed or
whatever? Yes, it's the stomach problem of Eva, you're right. You always have a problem. You're right. I mean, what are you assuming? If she's, what's the assumption? She is covered, she's not covered. What would you. I mean, the assumption would probably be that. I'm not sure. Yeah, that depends on what the Matthias is. Yeah. Yes?
So there's an assumption that there's going to be Sayer.
Yeah, I hear that.
And there's no guarantee that since the last time.
I hear that. Good. So you're mentioning that, okay, so can I just rephrase this? That Mr. Vigoda claims that it's true that he may be bedridden, but surely they are seeing to him, and surely he's being cleaned every now and then. And therefore, why is the hanoch, why is the assumption that it's considered, maybe you can assume that it's fine. I would, however, disagree with that, if I may, because we learned that Sofek Tzoya, it depends on Chazaka. We learned, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, we learned that, pardon?
Yesterday.
yesterday, that it depends on the mokim sheroi in Sif Zayin. If the soya bavari is a clean place or not necessarily a clean place, sofik and soya ba'ashpa we learned. So if a place that has got a chazoka that has soya, it's very likely. That the hanach will be, it needs to be cleaned in order to sort that. Yeah, this, the chazok will be there is. Of course, it's cleaned occasionally and frequently, but. Indeed, we mentioned in Shia that based on Mishnah Bosef Kotten Chof Gimel, a place that has babies and young children around, you have to assume. The only problem is that the only point was that with regards to nappies, it's considered mechutzah. But in principle, you're right. That's what Mishnah Bosef said in Sif Kotten Chof Gimel. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so that's with regards to that. The Bialocha mentions, and I want to wait, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, as I just learned, the Shail of Kiddush Levona. Okay, you go outside in sewage, and he speaks about Rinstocken, which is sewage, and he mentions that as being a problem. I want to know what you think as to whether this is true nowadays or not. Because Bialocha is concerned, you go outside, there may be sewage, and you're not allowed to make Kiddush Levona. Again, I'm assuming there's no smell. If there's smell, there's nothing to talk about. I'm talking about if there is no smell. Rabbi Sai, what do you think nowadays, 2016, do you think that there is an issue? You go outside and potentially there's... Why not? Exactly. Because that's a Shlem Zalman, there's a whole richas about this. And he says nowadays, as long as there's no smell, it's definitely fine because it's so veres, it moves, and also primarily because it is so mechusa, it's covered at all times, and therefore you're fine. That means that even your shlime, you know, there's some flats which are built by I don't know who, but there's pipes actually physically in the house. Then you've seen those, yes. So you've actually literally pipes in the house, for sure in the staircases. So there, even if it's the sewage. Nevertheless, you're actually fine because, again, assuming there's no smell, because it's definitely considered tzoveres, and most importantly, it is considered tzomechusa, which is fine. So, very much based on this concept tzomechusa, on the way you're putting it, Shlem Zalman says in hospital will actually be fine as well. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue, Mr. Shem, tomorrow.